She and her brother had been giving me magic lessons since I'd first found out I was a witch back in September. Despite 5 months of training, Lily hadn't made much progress. But then, I knew that this wasn't really about being able to handle herself. It was about feeling like she could handle herself. After a few minutes, Lily paused, panting, and turned to glare at me. "I'm sweating like Ted Stryker, and you're not even breathing hard," she grumbled. I managed to laugh without letting it break my rhythm. I mostly preferred older movies while Lily watched all the new stuff, but we'd found common ground in our love of Airplane. I put down the jump rope, taking pity on her. "Speaking of movies, how about we stretch and then go upstairs?" I suggested. "I got more of that popcorn you like." Lily and Simon's magic lessons had petered out recently. There was only so much they could teach me, a boundary witch. So the siblings had taken it upon themselves to start teaching me the history of magic instead. For Simon, this involved lectures and the occasional assigned reading. Whenever it looked like my attention was wandering, he would bark at me to use my magic, trying to improve my reflexes. For Lily, though, it meant watching her favorite movies that contained witchcraft so she could critique them for accuracy. I strongly suspected the whole thing was a ploy to eat popcorn.